Boker Tov, everyone. We are up to Siman Samach Vav Siv Zayin on page 201. We're still talking about what you're allowed to masik for, what you're not allowed to masik for in the middle of Birkas Kriyatra. And we've done really with Birkas Kriyatra and Kriyatra. We get into the more machmir part of Birkas Kriyatra, and that is the end of Birkas Kriyatra, which is the bracha of Gaal Yisrael. You know, bracha of Gaal Yisrael is the last bracha before we start Shemoneh Esrei, at least in Shacharis Hashkivenu. It's an extension of Gaal Yisrael. It's a Geula Richta, as we talk about it. And therefore, Gaal Yisrael, we're spelling a din of, you have to be Somech Geula Tefillah. In Somech Geula Tefillah, and therefore, we do not want to be masik at all between Gaal Yisrael and the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. Then you're going to be masik between Geula and Tefillah. Therefore, the din of Mar even give more machmir over here. See, Zion says, Eino Omer Amin Acher Gaal Yisrael Mishu Navi Asik. You can't even say Amin after the bracha of Gaal Yisrael of the Chazan, even though you're Osik in these other in these Inyanim. Nevertheless, you do not say Amin. This is the Shita of the Mechaber. We saw this earlier on. It's the same Shita of the Ramah that we saw by Abocher Mo Yisrael B'Ava. The Ramah said to say Amin over there. And this is really the Makor that even says it by Gaal Yisrael. V'yeshomim to onin amen. There are those who say you say amen after Gaal Yisrael. V'chein noag in lanos al achar ashtiyat zibor. Avim palu valin onim amen. Even though this is the end of a set of brachas, which many hold that you're supposed to say amen after a set of brachas, even when you're davening by yourself, after your own bracha. Over here, the Ramah has some type of pshar over here. By your own bracha, no amen. However, by the amen after the shtiyat zibor's bracha, you do say amen. That is the psak of the mechaber. So we have the psak of the Ramah. Therefore, we have a machlokas between the mechaber and the Ramah over here. The Mishnah Berurah comes similar to what he said by Abocher by Yisrael B'Yiva, and he wants to make a pshar in order to be yotzei l'kuli yalot. First, he goes through a couple other options. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkan Laman Hey. V'dafkim lo hitchila dayin apasuk shahashem sasai tiftach. Number one, you can only answer Amen even according to the Ramah if you did not start Hashem sasai tiftach. However, if you already started Hashem sasai tiftach, the mishami eilech havik tefila. Once you say Hashem sasai tiftach, you mamas started your Shemoneh Esrei, you're omed lifnei hamelech, and therefore you're not allowed to go ahead and answer Amen. Says Moreinu Rabbeinu Rav Nevin Zal over here, the mishami eilech, the mehisik lekadish u'kedusha. Even if your Kavanah is, oh, once I said Hashem Sasai Tiftach, I want to answer whatever the Tzibur is up to. No, you're not allowed to. Once you say Hashem Sasai Tiftach, even if your Kavanah is to repeat it again and start over, and you can't. Once you start Hashem Sasai Tiftach, you've started your Shemoneh Esrei. I'll tell you this, an afkmin that comes up pretty often when you're diving Heichi Kedusha, for those who usually wait until after the Shliat Tzibur finishes the Kedusha to start Hashem Sasai Tiftach. If you, by accident, after Kaddish, start saying Hashem Sasai Tiftach, you're already opening Lifnei HaMelech. You're not going to stop over there and now wait for the Chazan to go ahead and finish Kedusha and say Hashem Sasai Tiftach again. You're already opening Lifnei HaMelech. In this case, you would say the beginning part of Shemoneh Esrei along with the Shliat Tzibur, answer Kedusha, and then continue like those who are knowing, like that option. Okay, so once you start Hashem Sasai Tiftach, you are out of you have no choice. You're not allowed to go ahead and start. Okay, Kishem Hashem Akra. We'll go to the volcano if you start Kishem Hashem Akra. That I'm not sure. That Masubik, whether that is Mamish going to be considered or a scholar, you're allowed to go back over there because that's a little bit different than the words of Hashem Sasai Tiftach. Bezrat Hashem, get a chance to ask Moreinu Rabbeinu Rav Nevin Zal what he thinks in that case. The Hemshech L'Mishnah Siburus is like this. Yesh Medaktim Shirotzim Latzei L'Kuli Yama. There are those who want to be Yotzei L'Kuli Yama, so what do they do? Umam Tinim B'Tzur Yisrael Oba Shira Chadash. They wait by Tzur Yisrael Shira Chadash in order that they could say Amen, even according to the Mechaber. K'nei L'Nos Amen Al Chashi Yatzibur. Our Katva Kol Achron Shalom Yafa Yemosim. This is not a good idea. Shayu be'emtsa perik shel emes yatziv ve'ein lano sum amin levad mishtei amin on iskal basit gimel baga. You're not really supposed to say amin over here in the middle of a paragraph. And furthermore, he says the gam lechatchila roy la'atchaz v'yashmon esrei mishtei yatziv rakal b'shava. And you're really supposed to start your shliyashmon esrei along with the whole tzibur, and you're going to end up starting much afterwards. Ela eitza acheret yesh, but I have a different eitza. Says the Mishnah Berurah, v'nachal asos g'day letzeis l'kuli alma. This is the correct thing to do in order to be yotzei l'kuli alma. Shechavim l'sayim yishliat zibor b'shava. You go ahead and you finish brachat Hashem Gaal Yisrael along with the shliat zibor, and therefore we pass. And you don't go ahead and say amin. V'zeinu mechuliv l'ano zamein. Oh, another option is what? Shiyatzchel Shemoneh Esrei ma'at kodem shliat zibor. Dahinu apostik Hashem sasai. Right before the Gachaz about to say Gaal Yisrael, you start Hashem Sasai. Once you say Hashem Sasai, now you are not Omeid, then you are, then you're not allowed to say Omeid anymore. You already started your Shemoneh Esrei. Oh, you'll ask then. You're not starting the Shemoneh Esrei with the Tzibur. So says the Mishnah Berurah. The Haino Pazah said, I've been a Zah Ma'at. Vade Lika Kmeira, that to start a second before the Tzibor, there's no paid on this. They nicker klalak damasod, you're not even bowing it. You're just saying Hashem society v'tach, and therefore that is going to be totally appropriate. And you go ahead and do it. That's what we do, Allah Lamaisa, for Ashkenaz and for Sephardim. They don't have to worry about it because they're Paschal. You don't say the Amin anyways. They could end whatever they wanted to do and just don't answer Amin. For Ashkenazim, they have these couple options in order to be Yotzei Lekulei Alma, is in order not to say, go ahead and be Machner. For the Shita L'Machaber, not to say Amin, either say, start Hashem Society Bikach beforehand or end Gal Yisrael along with the Shliya Tzibur, and that's why some Tzibur, like we do here in Yeshiva, they sing Tzur Yisrael together. That's another reason why it's a good option, is that everyone's finishing at the same time, and therefore there will be no answering of Amen. One more thing over here before we move on, is this is the bracha of Ga'al Yisrael. What's the difference between Ga'al Yisrael that we say at the end of Birkas Kriyat Shema versus Go'el Yisrael that we say in Shemana Esrei? Seems like a very similar bracha. They're both talking about Ga'ula. Says the Mishnah Berurah over here, one more thing before I get to that, and that's a very important hara that Reb Neventzel has at the beginning of, in the back of the krach. He talks about there's another eitzah that some people do. What is the famous eitzah that a lot of people do? The chazan, what does he do? He goes ahead and doesn't say the words, Gal Yisrael. He goes ahead, Baruch Hashem, and he tails off in order not to say Gal Yisrael. Why does he do that? In order not to get into the suffix of answering Amen. You can't say Amen because you didn't say the Brina here, the bracha. Therefore, that's the reason why the chazan tailors off and does not say the end of the bracha. Is this a good idea or a bad idea? So Marina Rabbi Rav Nevinzel, very interestingly, because it does not happen very often, but over here he brings out a machlokas between him and his Rebbe. He says, Yesh od eitzah shatziyah b'tziyah ma'an, page 304 in the back of the krach, Dimar Masl eitzah. Yesh od eitzah shatziyah tziyah yisayim b'lachash. The shatziyah tziyah ends off b'lachash. However, Admor Zal hit Naigil Eitzah Zu. Rosh Hashanah Zalman was against this Eitzah. He said he's the chazan supposed to say it out loud. Why? Mishum Shata Kana Mikori Taitash Shliat Tzibur Motzi Atzarabim. The idea of a Shliat Tzibur originally is that he's Motzi the people who don't know how to daven themselves. V'inkeinin Rosh Hashanah Omer Belachash. Therefore, the Shliat Tzibur is not allowed to say it quietly. He has to say it out loud. However, understandably, Moreno Rabino Nevenzel says, so what? Yes, that's true, maybe Mikorit, when people did not have to know how to daven themselves, so for sure the Shliat Tzibur had to say it out loud, because he had to be Motzi the Rabbi Yidei Chovasan. But nowadays, where no one's Yotzei through the Chazan's Bracha, people know how to daven nowadays, says Moreno Rabino, lo zachisi lahavi, I don't understand my Rebbe. Therefore, Nevenzel holds that he's allowed to say it quietly. Okay, so he said quietly, someone called me the other day, and he said he was in a tzibur, and he did the quiet call. He saw the guy in the tzibur, said, it's against the lacha, you're not allowed to do this. B'chuli, okay, so he like Rosh Hashanah Zalman, but there's no reason to protest against people. People get very excited about certain things, and to protest against people, even though there's days to be samechan, so either over here, either way it's fine. You see Chazanim saying it out loud, it's fine. If you see Chazanim say it quietly, there's what to be samechan over here without a problem. So now, going back again, Mr. Brosik, Kadon Lama Gimel, the difference between Gaal Yisrael and Goel Yisrael, says the Mr. Brosik, Kadon Lama Gimel, Lashon Avar, we say this is Lashon Avar, Gaal Yisrael, Mishun Duud, Koyan Gulas Mitzrayim. Ga'al Yisrael is talking about the gula that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of the Mitzrayim. And therefore we say Ga'al Yisrael, and then right away after having a karas atov for HaKadosh Baruch Hu taking us out of Mitzrayim, we start our Shemana Esrei, that's the Smichas Gula L'Tfila. About B'Tfila Shemana Esrei, Amar Go'el Yisrael, Mishun D'Rachmaninu Mipal Ola Asid. Go'el Yisrael is Lashon Asid, we're talking about the future gula. We're not talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Go'el Otanu from Mitzrayim. He was Ga'al Otanu Mitzrayim. He is going to redeem us. What redemption are we talking about? Says Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevinzel over here. Ina kavan al gula shel yemos Mashiach. Don't get too from and think we're talking about. We're not talking about gula of Mashiach over here. El gula shebichol yom itzaroseinu. We're talking about our personal and national gulas, our present gulas. What's going now in Klal Yisrael? What's going now in your own private life? Also, that's what you're davening for. Goel Yisrael Hashem should bring us a gula. So whatever it might be that's going on in Klal Yisrael, in the world, that's what we're asking for, Geula, and in the bracha of Goal Yisrael, Shemar Esrei, Masha Ein Kein, Gaal Yisrael is going back on the Geula of Mitzrayim. Sif Ches. Tzarech Lismo Geula L'Tfila, you have to have a Smichas Geula L'Tfila. I have a whole simon about Smichas Geula L'Tfila in Hilchos Tfila. V'lo Yasek L'Acha Shomer Gaal Yisrael, you're not allowed to make any of Seikos after you say Gaal Yisrael, you have to start Shemar Esrei right away. This is not a place to have a Hesek. Okay, and therefore the Mishnah Berurah points out, and I can read inside, if you're in a case where, let's say, you dive into your marv, let's say, and you say Kriyat Shema, or even Shacharis, and you have some type of onus, you have to run out. Okay, you're gonna know. All right, you're not even gonna be allowed to say. You're not gonna be able to say Shemoneh Esrei. Where do you stop? You don't say all of Berachos Kriyat Shema with Gal Yisrael. You go ahead and you stop after Kriyat Shema, and you stop after Kriyat Shema. You miss the Yotzi Kriyat Shema, and you start from Yotzi V'Nachon V'Emuna when you get back. Whenever the onus happens, then it's not supposed to happen at all like this, but that's what would be. You don't finish after Gal Yisrael because you have to need Smichas Gulut Fil. Says the Mechaber Tzach Lisma Gulut Fil Yasi Gachar Shema Gal Yisrael. Rakim Eiro Ones Shelohi Niach Tfilin. Once again. Tfilin come right when you finish Gal Yisrael before you start Shemoneh Esrei. So what do you do now? You want to have your Tfilin on for your Shemoneh Esrei. Shemoneh Esrei is part of, once again, Iker Kabbalah Zohar Machshavah and Kavanah Renevin Zaholtz is when you have your Tfilin on. So what do you do? Rakim Eiro Onesh Shalom Yach Tfilin Mizdavnu Obein Geulu Tfila. You got your Tfilin between Geulu Tfila. Meiniach Az Velo Yevarech Alamach Hashipal. You put on your Tfilin without a bracha. You put on your tefillin without a bracha because the shihiyah ba'atzo is not considered a hesek. Just saying the bracha is going to be considered a hesek. Okay? Aval talis lo yiniachaz. But talis do not even put on it all according to the mechaber. So according to the mechaber, no talis at all. Tefillin you put on without a bracha between gula and fila. However, v'imachlo amar gal yisrael. But if you not say bracha tashem gal yisrael yet, nizdam lo talis tefillin. Talis tefillin came in the middle of shira chadasha, whatever it might be, right before you get the gal yisrael. Menichem v'lo yivarech alam arachar tefillin. Also, you should put on both over here talis and tefillin. The chiddush over here is you even put on your talis over here, but tefillin he says still put them on without a bracha. However, once again, the Roma disagrees with the Mechaber. V'yesh omrim shekodem Gal Yisrael, you're before Gal Yisrael, yivarech al tefillin v'achinog. He allows you to make a bracha on the tefillin. It's mashma over here. He agrees by talis not to put him on at all after Gal Yisrael and to put him on before Gal Yisrael without a bracha. However, the tefillin, then you should even go ahead and make a bracha on over here. So a couple of very important Mishnah Berurahs over here. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Let's see them inside. Number one, he says, "Lamed Zayin Tzarich Lisa Aikon Simi Kufu Yudalef." That is the simon that's going to talk about Smichas Gula Tfila. Vilo Yasek, and not to have any simon Afila B'Shihia Baal Mameini. You shouldn't even wait with pause. You should go directly into Shemoneh Esrei after Gal Yisrael. Sikol Lamed Teshamer Gal Yisrael V'Chomer Mepsa Perik. After Gal Yisrael is even more chomer than the middle of a perik of Kriyat Shema. Dein Laasek Ba'Afila B'Nei Yiro B'Kamo Tfila. Not even Laasek even B'Nei Yiro. Unless you have obviously a sakana, then it would be mutter to do. Okay, skip mem for a second. We'll come back to it right soon. See, kodem emalf meiniach az. He says the tefillin yeshlam shayichos the kriyat shel tefila. Tfeim it says his tefillin is more connected to kriyat shma and tefila than tzitzis, and therefore you allow tefillin and not tzitzis in certain instances. And then the mishnah, the mechaber says over here, right? V'lo yivarech aliyem. However, he says the pri chadash cholik. The pre-Kaddish disagrees with me. They came in the Shirel and Yachtfil and Gulat Fila. Yachal of Varech, the pre-Kaddish tells you can even make a brach on it. V'chein Pasuk was safer Evana Ozer. However, Omnam, and this is how we pass in Lachal of Isaac, like the sheep of the Machaber, Haderech Achaim, Achai Adam, Usharhari, Pasuk, Yatiku, Gulam, Divere, Shokhanarach, Lalacha, that you do not make a brach at this point. That's going to be a Lachal of Isaac. You don't go ahead and make the brach. Okay, he talks about the difference between Talis and Tfilin over here in Sim Kaftan Mem Dalid. Okay, now let's go back over here for one moment. And this is obviously a very, very lemaisa shaila. You're not going to get your tefillin. Okay, you get the guy selling, you realize that the guy's about to be tefillin, not going to breathe. Or you don't have your tefillin that day. You have two options right now. Either you can now dive in Shemoneh Esrei with the tzibor and get a tefillin with tzibor. However, you'll dive in tefillin with tzibor without your tefillin. Or you can wait until after Shemoneh Esrei, borrow someone else's tefillin, and daven biyachidus with tefillin. What's preferable? Davening biyachidus with tefillin, or davening, should daven with the tzibor without tefillin? So the Mishnah Berurah is beferish over here. The Mishnah Berurah says over here, Sivkot the mem, shloinech, v'leyechol ha'amtin, and bikriyatra, achiz daven with tefillin, mishum jayim, mitari, shomer, zman, kriyatra. He couldn't wait for tefillin for kriyatra, because he was going to miss zman kriyatra. V'hu adin, imisyari shavar zman tefillin, mitahal b'dol tefillin. For sure, if you're going to miss zman tefillin, for sure, you die without tefillin, no question. You have to make zman tefila. V'tekev kishiyavo achal yodav ansayom o b'mincha yinachim v'yomar eza mizmor. However, he says, let's say you didn't daven with your tefillin, so as soon as you get your tefillin, or b'emtsayon, or at mincha, you put on your tefillin, either way is fine. Either way, that someone who does not wear tefillin normally in mincha, whenever he wants to put on his tefillin, he can go ahead and put on his tefillin. He doesn't have to wait for mincha. He wants to wait for mincha, he can wait for mincha. However, he says, Tzarech yin, mi shein lo tefillin be'eish ha-tzibur mispalin, im tov yoter shispalin limitzin. Is it better for the down with the tzibur, af shu b'li tefillin, even though he's without tefillin? V'achar kashi yegiyo tefillin, the other yekai mitzis tefillin levad, and afterwards when he gets his tefillin, he'll go ahead and put on his tefillin alone. O mutav shiit akiv atar tefillas ha-tzibur, gidi shal yitfillin mechaveru, or he should wait for after the tzibur finishes, then ask for someone's tefillin. And Shimon Asher with his tefillin, pasuk Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham is clear on this issue. The mutav shiis akiv achar tefillas tzibur, v'yishal tefillin. Better to wait for the tefillin, the tzibur to daven, and then borrow tefillin. Kedei shiikra kriyat shma, v'yispal a little bit tefillin, or that you read kriyat shma and you daven with your tefillin on. Now, with saying that, that is the psak of the Mishnah Berurah. Shame the Magen Avraham. However, not everyone agrees with the psak. If you look and say, Rechayim Moshe brings down a slew of achronim who disagree with this psak, and it's also Mashra and Sefer Yonta Shedi Gilchasab from Rav Yashav. It also sounds like over there that Rav Yashav held it is better to daven without your tefillin and daven with the tzibur and then put on your tefillin afterwards. However, Rav Shlomo Zalman quote over there, Yonta Shedi Gilchasab, Gimel, Yud Zayin is talking about over there, a Ben Eretz Yisrael who's in Chutz La'aretz. Okay, on a day that, let's say, the last day of Yonta for Bnei Chutzart, it's a day he's chayit to put on tefillin. Okay, should he go to the shul, daven with the tzibor, his own Shmona Esrei with the tzibor, and without tefillin, or should he daven privately in his own home? Rosh Hashanah says it's pashut, you daven in your privacy of your own home, with your tefillin on, then if you want to go to shul, your kaddish and baruch hu, and things like this, then you go ahead over there. Okay, it's not a steadfast raya over there that he holds like this. Why? Because over there, it's not a clear din of tefillah b'tzibur, because he's saying a different Shmona Esrei. But nevertheless, I believe that is the psak of Rav Shlomo Zalman, that he held better to daven with your tefillin than davening with the tzibur. I believe that's the psak of Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nemetzal also. However, you have to realize, and this is why Rav Dor Shishiva is very strongly that you have to go ahead and daven with the tzibur, and then later on put on your tefillin, like Rav Moshe writes, like Rav Moshe Berkowitz brings down Shem Rav Moshe, and this is a double pashut, is that the Maila Tefillah B'Tzibur is different than the Maila of Tefillin for sure. But the Maila Tefillah B'Tzibur is that even if you do not have Kavana, your Tefillahs are still Miskabel because you're davening with the Tzibur. So therefore, he writes over there that according to Rav Moshe would be that if you don't think you're going to have good Kavana, then it's better to daven with the tzibur than daven yechidus. When you take daven yechidus, you're taking a big chance. If you don't have kavana, it could be that your tefillahs are not going to be miskabel at all. And therefore, that's why the Rosh Yeshiva is very strong over here in our yeshiva, that people go ahead and wear daven with the tzibur, and now with the tefillin, in order to be smagel, that you would have a hard time with kavana in our generation, and you should always make sure you daven with the tzibur, even at the expense of wearing tefillin during Shmona Esrei. It's a end of the day, it's a machlok, it's a posk, and the Mishnah Berurah is clear on his psak. Rosh Shlomo Zalman, generally, follow the psak on Rosh Shlomo Zalman, that's the reason why the Shiva tells people to do the other way over here. Okay? That is what's going on over here. We're going to stop here for today. Ad kan.